glad you're with us, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The Treasury Department has unveiled a bank rescue plan that will help banks remove billions of dollars in toxic assets from their books. The plan calls for the U.S. government to partner with private investors to buy mortgage-backed securities. To kickstart things, the Obama administration said it will commit $75 to $100 billion and would consider how the program is progressing before they commit any more money. Some startling video of a FedEx plane crash in Japan. The pilot and the co-pilot died when their cargo plane bounced down the runway, veered left, and then burst into a ball of flames. It all happened at Japan's Narita International Airport. In the U.S., another deadly plane crash under investigation. A single-engine plane went down Sunday in Butte, Montana. It apparently nosedived into this cemetery, killing everyone on board. Officials say seven children are among the 14 dead.
There's one thing I gotta say, there ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Another busy day today for the crew of the Space Shuttle Discovery. Today is the third and the final planned spacewalk. Two astronauts will try and repair a jammed platform on the International Space Station. That spacewalk set to begin at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll bring that to you live. Bruce Willis is a married man again. His publicist says that Willis and 30-year-old model and actress Emma Heming were married this weekend at his home in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Guests included his daughters and his ex-wife, Demi Moore, along with her husband, Ashton Kutcher. Be sure and stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. We'll also have updates for you right here throughout the day.